Hello and welcome to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Bound. Today I'll be getting to grips with some new Latin American music releases, and to talk me through them are the duo behind the South American playlist service, Razio Cascabel, Estefi Panazza and Diego Jalfin. On our musical hit list today, a new tracks by Brazilian 10-piece choir Nomadi Orchestra, Catalan musician Bigan and the Chilean pop star Alex Anvanta. What do they sound like? Well, you're going to find out coming up on the Monocle Arts Review. Do stay tuned. And without further ado, Diego, Steffi, welcome to the programme. What has been happening at Camp Cascabel?
Well, there were a lot of music coming.
And things going on as
yes,
well.
Yes, as well.
You made that sound slightly rude. I don't know.
We were DJing at La Línea yeah. Festival, the Latin music festival that is once a year here in London. We found it very, very interesting.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
And what's your crowd there? Well, I mean, are you, presumably people are coming because they like the sound of something and they don't quite know what it is, or are people turning up to that that are real aficionados, either you know, people from South America themselves or Londoners of all sorts of types and stripes that are just coming to visit something new?
It's a mix. It's a mix of a Latin American living in London or Europe and with a chance of listening the artists, they come to the festival, and also English people who are into new stuff or all already into Latin American rhythms.
Yeah, and they were really, I thought it was a really interesting audience because they came with comments and they were like really precise. They were like, oh, your plays are really playful and they are with new things going on. Yeah. And they were like, yeah. Totally.
Because we DJ what we do
what
on the radio,
Latin
American emerging and contemporary music, and they were really into it.
All right, well, let's delve into the chocolate box. Let's do it. Let's get into the playlist. And we're going to start with a Brazilian all-male 10-piece choir. That sounded like I was reading it, and I was, because I had to. They're called Nomadi Orchestra. Yeah. Should we have a bit of music first, and then we'll talk about it? This is called Sonhos de Tokio. Ah, that's beautiful stuff. I love this one. Talk us through, who are these people? People might not know who the Nomadi Orchestra are.
Nomadi Orchestra, they came together in Sao Paulo, year 2012, but their self-titled debut album is this one.
Oh, so this is the first thing they've done?
Okay. Yeah, as a record. And this is a very special project of 10 of the most talented and daring musicians working in Brazil today. This project is the point where different musical expressions and strands meet and interact in a unique way. On their album, you'll listen from funk and soul to Afrobeat, ethno groups, dub and hip-hop. Their sound remains firmly anchored in the world of jazz while taking off to the cosmic stratosphere of incorporating electronic elements.
Mm-hmm. It sounded a bit like, I like that, it sounded a bit like the Soul Jazz Orchestra to me. You know, it sounded kind of like that bit of, it's a bit of everything in there. It's super cool. Bits of there, it sounded very jazzy, obviously. It sounded very, what you'd call, what people, for want of a better definition, would call like Latin American music, those rhythms and all the rest of it. And bits of sort of prog rocky things, those lovely kind of chord changes and things. Quite tricky, some of it, but very, very tuneful stuff. It's great. Where do you hear about these guys from? Is that just an email that pops into your inbox? Have you seen them live? Have they been on your playlist for a while?
We search for music almost every day, every week. And particular this one, we found them, I don't know, I think Bandcamp.
Okay.
We like Bandcamp. SoundCloud is where musicians, they put their stuff.
So they upload it, you download it, but then you spread the word.
Yeah. And I sometimes like we get in touch with them. Well, most of the times we get in touch with them.
It's just called, the album is called Nomadi Orchestra.
Yeah.
By Nomadi Orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
I always think you should.
They were not
what is your
so
view
original,
on?
That.
No, exactly. What's your view on not having an album title? I think it's a bit like I think it's a bit like doing a painting and calling it untitled.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on,
for
you've
me,
gone to all that effort. You can't think of a title.
No, I don't agree. It's like to make a painting and to call it like yourself.
Yeah.
Like Robert.
Yeah.
My painting is called Diego.
I like how the management structure of Radio Cascabel works. I can see it now. Okay, so that was Nomada Orchestra. They are a 10-man piece from Brazil. They're going to be big news. And that album is an album of the same name and is out now on Far Out Recordings. Okay, Begun. We're going to Barcelona now. Steffi, can you kick us off with this one? Tell us about these guys.
Yeah, sure. Well, this guy, we know him by a really interesting band from mm-hmm. Mexico. They're called Little Jesus. Mm-hmm. And, well, one of the guys that is the producer of the band show us this work of Begun. And he's an electronic producer. And we really like his work because he's also like a digital and visual artist. He paints, he does interior, like landscape professional.
He's an interior decorator.
Yeah, something like that.
Is he? I love that. Okay. Yeah, it's rare that you hear an interior decorator's solo album, isn't it?
It's really interesting in his website because you can see like the way he approaches and he relates his relationship with the music, like through a really visual thing and spaces and videos. It's a beautiful website.
Okay, well, let's have a cut from it. This is called Mabasi. Okay, from Begun, that is a cut from his new LP. It's called Mobasi. Now, in my notes, it says, you might hear some African rhythms in this. And I think, of course, you can hear that a mile away. What's his link with Africa, then?
This album is in particular because he produced mixes with African-inspired electronic beats. And in this album that is called Ama, which means mother, but also means, we researched, that also means born in Saturday.
And it also means born on Saturday.
Yeah.
That's great.
In Ghana's dialect. Akan.
And in this album in particular, he got inspired with Africa geopolitics. So he named a lot of tracks with this kind of places of Africa, like the one we chose for today.
Like Mobasi.
Like Mobasi.
Okay.
Mobasi has two parts. The second part is more conceptual electronic, more dance, more dark.
Yeah.
It's darker than this one. And Gonzalo Moreno, this is his first record. Before, he made a couple of EPs on spot-on evocations of global cities such as Shanghai and Madrid. And now he went to Africa.
I like him calling his track Ama, like mother. I mean, that's what a lot of musicians of any genre, the idea is Mother Africa, isn't it? That's where all the music comes from. That's where all the rhythms come from. Yeah. So it's kind of nice. So he pays a debt of gratitude, perhaps, by calling his album that. We were talking there about Gunsai Moreno, and his album is called Ama, and he's trading under the name Begun. That's out now on Fern Records. Alexander Anvanter, Radio Cascabel peeps, is your last choice. It's been recommended to me before we switched on the microphones to this show that I should not attempt the pronunciation of the album name. So take it away,
Alexander Anvanter. He's one of our favorites, maybe.
I love him, and the song is Siempre es Viernes en mi Corazón.
Could have done that with my eyes closed. Okay, why don't we get a taste of it, and then we'll talk off the back of this. This is Alexander Anvanter. All right, that's a bit of Chilean pop from Alex Anvanter. Give us the song title again.
Siempre es viernes en mi corazón.
And what does that mean?
It's like, always is Friday in my heart.
Oh, I love it. What a great sentiment. Here we are recording the show on a Tuesday. Never mind. It's good stuff. It is floor-filling, great dance music. But he's got a bit of a kind of social conscience, hasn't he?
So tell
us a little bit about Alex.
Well, he is a really interesting guy. This album is called Amiga, Friend. and it's inspired by his relationship with a lot of friends. Also, this song in particular, he's done it with two really big artists from Argentina that are Julieta Gattassi and Ale Sergi. Mm-hmm. They are from Miranda, a really good pop band and also electronic. They composed this song together because he admires them a lot and he wanted to be part of the album. And of course, this album in particular is really influenced with a lot of political lyrics and stuff because he's gay and the media started saying that he was like a kind of sexual
activist.
Yeah.
Right.
And he was like, no, I'm not. And then he was like, okay, maybe I don't get mad with this, like being called like this, because in a way, my flag, he said, is more like to be open and tolerant with diversity in the world. So
it's one of those things that I understand. Being gay in Chile is not the easiest thing. It's not the easiest place to be.
Mm-hmm. He's also a film director.
Okay.
He was in last Berlin Film Festival with a film about his first movie. It was called Nunca Vas a Estar Solo, You'll Never Be Alone. And it's based on the events surrounding the assault and murder of Daniel Zamudio, a young gay unwanted fan in Santiago. And was presented in the festival this year. And after that, the album came up.
Really brilliant choices as well. Just finally, on Alexandre Vanter, that's interesting stuff. I mean, you can hear the what we call South American music. You can hear that Latin American beat in your other two choices. With Alexandre Vanter stuff, that's got disco elements to it. It's got proper, like, vibey pop stuff. Can you guys, with Radio Cascabel's ears on, can you hear the South American, can you hear the Latin American influence that, aside from the language? Is there anything in that is definably South American, I wonder?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, it's like a Latin sentimentally, like a Latin way of feeling and being involved. And it's a little bit like dramatic or
there's a bit of melodrama in there.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I just like the idea of it always being Friday night in his heart. That's something we can all take home.
this duo, this Juliana Gattas and Ale Sergi from Miranda, saucy Argentine duo, who share Unwanter's talent for capturing what he describes as Latin American sentimentality passed through an electronica filter.
That's a nice way to sum it up. Okay. And we love all the choices. Alex Vanter, before that we heard Begun, and we kicked off with the Brazilian all-male 10-piece choir. How could we forget Nomade Orchestra? Fantastic choices all. Radio Cascabel, Estefi and Diego, thank you very much for coming in. That has been the Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Bound. The show's produced by Holly Fisher. Join us again at the same time tomorrow for our TV review with Alice Vincent. For the time being, I've been Robert Bound, and thank you very much for tuning in.